USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
America reporting fewer COVID cases, but some are still reluctant to take off their masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying yesterday returning to normal won't be easy for everyone.
For 16 months, we've been saying that it's important to wear these masks to protect yourselves. And now what we're saying is it's going to be hard to get back to life as we knew it without these masks. And we're going to do so dipping our toe in the water and having everybody move at their own pace.
The 7-day average of daily new cases down Friday to under 30,000. That's the lowest in almost a year. Closer, but not close enough, apparently. President Biden lowering his infrastructure plan Friday to less than $2 trillion, but it's still about $1 trillion higher than the Republican plan. The two sides also disagree on funding sources. Biden wants to tax those making over $400,000. The GOP wants to hike the gas tax. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Anti-Israel protests planned across the U.S. today. Cities big and small, from Alaska to Hawaii, Boston, Chicago, New York, L.A., and even Bar Harbor, Maine. Meanwhile, Israel and Hamas in the midst of a ceasefire after weeks of violence, killing over 200 people, mostly in Gaza. President Biden saying Friday peace in the Middle East depends mainly on one thing.
Until the region says unequivocally they acknowledge the right of Israel to exist as an independent Jewish state, there will be no peace.
More violence reported Friday between Israeli security forces and Palestinian protesters accused of throwing rocks at them at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. No deaths reported. President Biden apparently planning to meet with members of George Floyd's family next week. The Hill reporting the meeting Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd's death in Minneapolis. The White House not confirming the report. Meanwhile, the White House hoping to push through a police reform bill named for Floyd that passed the House but has yet to pass the Senate. Alabama lifts a ban on yoga. The governor this week signing a bill allowing yoga to be taught in public schools for the first time since 1993. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A child killed in a California freeway shooting. Wendy King has more.
Police in California are saying that a road rage incident is the cause of a shooting on Freeway 55 in the city of Orange. They said gunfire came from a white sedan and went into another, killing a six-year-old boy. Officer Florentino Oliveira is with the CHP.
We want to hear from witnesses. We're asking for your help.
Police officers have been walking shoulder to shoulder along the freeway in Orange looking for evidence. I'm Wendy King.
The family of a woman killed in the Capitol riot wants answers regarding her death. Here's Tim Berg.
The attorney representing the family of Ashley Babbitt, the woman shot and killed by U.S. Capitol Police during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, plans to sue the agency for more than $10 million and has already put officials on notice, demanding accountability for the slain Air Force veteran. Attorney Terrell Roberts is taking issue with members of Congress who oversee the Capitol Police but have not demanded transparency when it comes to the January 6th shooting. Republican Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona demanded to know who, quote, executed, close quote, Babbitt during a hearing earlier this month with former Trump administration officials probing the events of January 6th. Federal prosecutors clearing the officer who killed Babbitt from any criminal wrongdoing in the shooting last month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.